machines. The weather is warmer. And there are more machines. I don't quite have a sense of what all things are made of, but some things seem made of more similar things than other things. There is some similarity of what's coming off of the machines. And for instance, this rubber piece my phone case is made of, I took it off. I realized that ever since I'd gotten it, when it gets close to my face, I am even more disoriented. So I took that off and I'm talking to you now. That's... Oh. The machine got turned off. Oh, the machine is driving away. It just drove away. Oh my gosh. Between the noise vibrations and the particulates and fumes, well, I do need a place somehow to escape to, and a vehicle to escape in. I have one that could be functional sitting in the driveway, but it does not work currently. I want to get back to more organized broadcasting. So we have fumes that are like petrochemical, like rubber, and what comes off of many of the different machines in the neighborhood. We have EMF, which there's a lot of it here, lots of Wi-Fi networks alone, whether one connects to them or not. And then percussive noises, noise pollution. And then we have airborne biotoxins from, for instance, mold eating the fraudulently regulated building materials. It's just an interesting collection of things, isn't it? What is most interesting is how we build resilience so that perhaps we may not even notice those things. And if we have that resilience already and someone is asking us to consider those who do not have it, well, that's a whole, I imagine, a different experience. But the people who have that resilience, whether they know it or not, they have investment in maintaining it. As a community, we can all work and play together in ways that allow us to maintain the resiliences we have and build more resilience where we don't. That sounds like my kind of community activities. Would you like to be in community with me? You are listening to
anchor.fm/notesonrefuge, and you can visit our Telegram channel by navigating to t.me/notesonrefuge. Our ongoing radio stream can be found at intuitive.pub/radiostream. Thank you for listening.
I am reclaiming these threads of memory from the dark. What were we building? We broadcast about it at anchor.fm/intuitive, our main station. What was it again? It's a club for camping. If you are listening to these messages and they are anywhere in earshot, you are invited, as a listener of this Intuitive Public Radio, to join our Wilderness Yoga Rescue Aid Radio Broadcasters Camping Club, soon to be in session. We are currently compiling base teams from volunteers in different locations who want to make their location safer for survivors. Okay, that's really important. I'm glad I said that part. We are also looking for emergency broadcasters for this Intuitive Public Radio. And if you are interested, I hope you will email me. My email address is max@intuitive.pub. With this Intuitive Community Network, we are reaching out across difficult spaces to support one another in the midst of all our different and overlapping individual and collective chaoses. EMF, airborne biotoxins, machines spitting chemicals. What were the other things we talked about? I don't need to remember them all myself. Now that we have a radio network and we all remember together, and that is a major relief for me. A major relief. A major relief on my efforts using cognitive capacity. Okay, taking that rubber part off of the phone case definitely helped. It definitely helped. So I think I need to figure out, well, it will get figured out one way or another. So it is also a relief to be able to broadcast to the radio again. Because, wow, the last few broadcasts were really hard won, and I don't remember them. Well, I don't remember most of them. And this one has proceeded better. Good job. Hey, thanks for hanging out with me. And with that, I published this episode, and here is where the end would be, except that's not where the end is, actually. Because anyone can contribute to these episodes after the fact in various places. There are lots of places. I can't remember them right now. You can add to these episodes your own content, your own reflections and insights. Oh, I know. You can email me, max@intuitive.pub. You can also email all of us at public@intuitive.pub to share what you would like to share. So once I've gotten the episode finished and out for the day,
I can add to it. You can add to it. So that's where I'm at. What's next?
This episode is brought to you by the numbers. Well, that would be really funny, wouldn't it? t.me/intuitive-social-calendar/88. Hook up with us there. t.me/intuitive-public-radio/742. There's information there about our Intuitive Public Radio and Intuitive Social Incubator that may interest you. And of course, this episode of Notes on Refuge lives in Telegram at t.me/notesonrefuge/. Gosh, what is it? 3495. t.me/notesonrefuge/3495. You will find us there. So glad to be sharing with you in this stratosphere. You know what would be super helpful? If I could give you a link to the last Craigslist post we made. I really want to do that. I want to do that with all my heart. But I have a lot of tasks that I must finish this morning, and they cannot happen to save my life if I never start. I would spend all day doing this, being an emergency broadcaster. I'd better make sure that I can keep my body running first. It's encouraging to be able to do this again. I wish for the grace of being allowed to continue practicing. I think memory or not, that is what's happening. It's a blessing.